You're tuned to the Beacon KSJE 90.9 FM. I'm Nick Michael, and I'm sitting here with
Ashley Londy
and Trevor Mayville.
And you are listening to A Review Too Far, where we watch movies and review them for your listening pleasure. This week we have Matthew McConaughey in Gold. After that is Sean Penn in I Am Sam. And we're going to finish with Out in Theaters Now, Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner in Wind River. But let's get things started with Gold. It, of course, stars Matthew McConaughey as a prospector in the late 80s, early 90s, who is on his last legs in terms of finances and is trying to restore his family legacy as miners, and heads to Indonesia, where he finds what could be the biggest gold strike in all of recorded history.
What is a prospector? No, I'm seriously, what is a prospector? It's someone who believes it's out there. He wakes up every morning, again and again, again and again, thinking it's out there. And then it's not. Right? It's not. And he's standing on the edge of the desert, staring at new day sunrise right in the eye, and he hears that little voice. A little voice that says, go ahead. Keep walking. And the sun gets higher and higher, and it's shining down, and it's really hot, and he doesn't have any water to drink, and everybody that came with him wants to turn back, and eventually they do turn back, and there he is. And he's all alone.
Gold was written by Patrick Massett and John Zinman and directed by Stephen Gaggin and stars, of course, Matthew McConaughey, but also there are Edgar Ramirez, Bryce Dallas Howard, Corey Stoll, Toby Kebbell, and a small role for Craig T. Nelson. And let's talk about it. Ashley, what did you think of Gold?
I was surprised at how much I liked this movie and wanted it to be good, at least in the first half. I thought that the film lost some steam for me after the gold deposit is discovered and everything kind of sets into motion. It almost seems as though the film is not quite as strong as it could have been throughout. I will say Edgar Ramirez was excellent in this movie. I thought he was very strong. Bryce Dallas Howard ended up being underutilized. And Matthew McConaughey, he is this character. He really made a transformation into this character that was very convincing. It's well known that he's thought to be an attractive, good-looking actor, sort of at the pinnacle of his career, doing very well, making a lot of films. And he has no issues transforming into this character who's rather disgusting for most of the movie. He is not attractive. His teeth are very messed up. He's got the balding hair and the weird long haircut, and it is so convincing that you can hardly notice it's Matthew McConaughey. I'm concerned about his weight loss and gain for his recent roles, but he really sells this film. I don't think that this movie is as good as it could have been. I wonder if in a different director's hands, if it would have been a little stronger, but it's entertaining, and overall it's fun to watch. It's just pretty slow in the middle part. So I'd recommend it, but it's not perfect.
Trevor?
I agree with Ashley that this movie, though not perfect, is recommendable. I found it enjoyable to watch. It's a full 2 hours plus and on Netflix, but I was entertained mostly from start to finish. This is a story about the ups and downs of life and the American dream and what can happen, literally, for some people when you strike gold. This movie had fun parts about it that were a look at Wall Street and the finance industry, and it entertained me on that level as well. To find out that this was a true story made it all the more enjoyable, and I found myself wanting to Google it afterwards to get the real take on how this all actually happened. It's a pretty incredible story. Matthew McConaughey and Bryce Dallas Howard were very good. And Ashley mentioned Edgar Ramirez, who plays Matthew McConaughey's partner. in the movie was also a nice addition. I enjoyed it, and though I don't expect it to get perfect ratings from the crew here, I found it enjoyable.
I too enjoyed myself when it came to Gold, but I do admit that it is kind of just American Hustle light and without the strong ensemble that American Hustle had. But Matthew McConaughey pulls off a pretty tremendous performance here. I love the way he dived into this role, and he has this weird sort of smarmy charisma that he exudes over his boiler room stable of speculators as they try and get investors into this possible mining venture. And I wasn't bored at all when I watched this film. It was strangely compelling, despite the fact that it's all about mining and trying to get investors and hopefully not getting screwed over by Wall Street. I do like that the film banks on the 80s mythos of Wall Street fat cats and Asian despots. The whole Suharto throwing people out of helicopters thing is kind of an afterthought to the story, but it's compelling because it's true. I mean, Suharto was known for executing political dissidents that way, and it makes believable sense if you know anything about Asian history in the last, 50 years. I enjoyed Gold. I think it's a great performance by Matthew McConaughey, but it's just not as good as other films that are similar. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Ashley.
It's entertaining, but it's not perfect. I think this is a really strong 3 out of 5.
Trevor?
I agree that this is a 3-star movie, but it is enjoyable, and if you're a Matthew McConaughey fan or a fan of Finance or Wall Street, you should check it out.
Well, I think it's a little stronger than that. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5, and I want to say that if this movie was just the short between Matthew McConaughey and Craig T. Nelson that we get at the beginning of the film, it would be an Oscar-winning short, in my opinion. And that'll bring us to our second DVD of the week, and it is Sean Penn in I Am Sam, in which he plays a mentally challenged father who has to deal with a custody battle after his very smart daughter begins to outpace him intellectually.
Paul McCartney lost his mother when he was little, and John Lennon lost his mother when he was little. And Annie says that sometimes God picks just a special people. That's what Annie says.
Daddy, did God mean for you to be like this? Was it an accident?
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean you're different.
But what do you mean?
You're not like other daddies.
I Am Sam was written and directed by Jesse Nelson and features additional writing credits by Christine Johnson and, of course, features Sean Penn, but also there are Michelle Pfeiffer, Dakota Fanning, Diane Wiest, and Richard Schiff with a small role late in the film for Laura Dern. And let's talk about it. Ashley, what did you think of I Am Sam?
This was my pick for this week, and I've actually rewatched this movie several times since it's come out, and I think it's an extremely strong film. The movie really starts out by giving you a glimpse into Sam's life, Sean Penn, who plays him, and sort of seeing how he ends up in this situation and his ability to handle things with grace and love and to raise such a wonderful child. And then you see how the real world sort of butts into that relationship and into those characters' lives. I think that this is one of Michelle Pfeiffer's strongest films. I think she is a great addition to the cast, and I love her in this movie. Her ability to show the duality of somebody who can have it all together in one place and so not together in another place, it lends so much realness to who she is in the film. The movie is really difficult to watch for a good portion. The first half especially is sad and very depressing, but you end up seeing Sam's ability to be himself and to be true to who he is and to raise a daughter that's true to herself, and it's very touching. I think that this is a great film for all ages. I think this would be a really good movie for middle school, even upper elementary school kids, to get a sense that just because somebody may have mental deficiencies doesn't mean that they are not a whole and complete and wonderful person. I'd recommend it.
Trevor?
I'll agree with just about everything that Ashley said. I found this movie difficult to watch in the first 45 minutes. There were just a couple of parts throughout the movie that, you know, you see the mistreatment of Sean Penn's character and you feel bad for him and it makes you uncomfortable. And I don't know if it was necessary for the movie to do that the way that it did, but in any event, be ready for the movie to be a little uncomfortable in the first part. The movie really picks up, though, when Michelle Pfeiffer's character appears as the lawyer who's going to represent Sean Penn pro bono in his custody battle. And the movie really becomes the successful film that it turned out to be in the second half. I'd never seen this movie before. It's a 2001 movie, and I think that I'd probably stayed away from it because I'm not a huge Sean Penn fan. But he was really good in this movie, and so was Michelle Pfeiffer, and most of all, his daughter, played by Dakota Fanning, was outstanding. I think this was her first big role before Man on Fire and World War Z, and it's clear to see why she got those opportunities after her performance in this movie. I'd recommend it.
Well, I do enjoy I Am Sam. I just don't think I'm quite as positive about the feature as my compatriots. I do like some of the things that they did with this film, particularly when it came to the editorial choices of the brief montages where we kind of see things from Sam's perspective, where everything is bright and slowed down and very abstract. And I love Dakota Fanning. I will agree with my compatriots there. She did a great job. I just can't agree about Michelle Pfeiffer. I think she was the weak link of this feature. And I honestly didn't enjoy her any moment on the screen. I much preferred Diane Wiest, even though they kind of shuffled her off during the second act towards the third act. I wanted more from her and less from Michelle Pfeiffer. But that's the way it goes because she's his lawyer and the court battle is most important. I also wanted more from Richard Schiff. He's a great character actor and he has a lot of presence and didn't really get to show off here, but that's okay. I loved Laura Dern in the third act, but I think that the film was seriously banking on her frowny face. And the literal about face she does philosophically at the end of the feature kind of comes out of nowhere. We don't see anything to support that, so that was kind of disappointing. I also want to say that I liked that the film had a good mix of regular and disabled actors portraying his group of friends. And they all had their funny quirks and portrayed these people with problems very humanely. And I don't think a lot of films earlier in the era did that, so kudos to I Am Sam there. Overall, I'm not going to say stay away from it. I just wasn't as positive about the film as my friends. So on that note, final thoughts. Ashley?
I like it. I think it's a really strong film. I think it's a film that brings a lot to the table, gives you some wonderful acting, and I like the editorial choices, too, that Nick was mentioning. It's beautiful. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Trevor?
This movie's different, and it really accomplishes something, and it'll make you feel. 3.5 stars.
I'm not as positive as my compatriots, but I still enjoyed the feature, and it had some strong performances on behalf of most of its leads. So I'm going to say this is a 3 out of 5, and say it's generally worth it. And that'll bring us to our cinema release of the week, and it is Wind River, in which Jeremy Renner plays a hunter who discovers the body of an acquaintance of the family, and Elizabeth Olsen plays the FBI investigator who is there to solve the murder.
Look at you.
It's this place, man. Look what it takes from us. What it took from you.
I'm not gonna stand here and tell you that life's fair, because it ain't to either of us. But, you know, what do? This land is all we got left.
This is we. One thing native about you is your ex-wife and a daughter you couldn't protect. Maybe if you played detective.
That's not something you get to talk about. You hear me? Go over there. You gonna lecture me about protecting people while you deal with this killing? Unlike most people, you had every chance to get the hell out of here if that's what you wanted. You had the army, you had college, whatever was your choice. Look what you chose. Look what you chose. Damn you.
Wind River was written and directed by Taylor Sheridan and stars, of course, Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen, but also there are Graham Greene, Apesanaquat, Julia Jones, Kelsey Azbile, Tattoo Cardinal, and Gil Birmingham. Ashley, what did you think of Wind River?
I was legitimately surprised at how much I liked this movie. I knew very little about it going in, and frankly couldn't have picked Jeremy Renner out of a lineup, but it was so good. This movie, I was very surprised at how packed the theater was to watch it, but it was absolutely worth it, and I'm really glad that it's getting these kind of audiences. I hope it's getting it nationwide as well. The film does not pull any punches. I think that this is a strong R for a reason. High school and up for the kids. I would not bring young children to this movie. This film has extremely graphic violence, but it is done in such a way that it is not gratuitous. It is actually done to better the story, and it brings some gravity to the situation. I think that there are some of the parallels that were drawn between Jeremy Renner's life and this investigation were a little too obvious for me, but I'm willing to overlook them because the film is so strong in so many other regards. I don't really care for how neatly it ends. I don't really care for that piece of it, but I would definitely recommend Wind River, and I will be very upset if Jeremy Renner does not get an Oscar nod for his performance.
Trevor?
I really liked this movie. It kind of reminded me of No Country for Old Men in the sense that it was entertaining and different and fun to watch from start to finish. But then in the end, you kind of just wondered if that was all that the ending should have been. But that movie went on to win Best Picture, so who knows? Because the movie was so strong and had such a compelling story, I really wished that it had room to add 15 minutes to the end to string out the revenge portion of the finale. And I don't know. I guess what happens at the end with the climax, that character really only reveals himself in the final 15-20 minutes of the movie, and you feel like right when they're starting to give you the ending, it just kind of rips it right out of your hands and leaves you wanting more. But sometimes that's a recipe for success, and this was a very good movie. I recommend it.
I too will recommend Wind River. It is a strong film that tackles tough subject matter. And honestly, I don't think it goes far enough about addressing the problem. It gives us two slides at the end of the film that talk about the fact that Native women are among the most vulnerable demographic in the country. And that's about it. It just kind of treats the film itself as this murder mystery plot, but it doesn't really address the problem about crime on the reservation, and I wish it had done more of that. But other than that criticism, I think Wind River is tremendously strong. It tackles the tough subject matter very well. It has very good subtle character development. It just kind of feeds you the backgrounds of these characters in slow doses, and I love that. And it does a great job of developing intimacy between all of its leads in such a non-cliche fashion. There's no generic Hollywood romance in this feature. It's all about the crime and the tragedy that happened to these people, and I love it. I don't love the tragedy, but I love the performances. And speaking of the performances, great performances from all the leads and all the supporting cast as well. This has a great Native cast, and I loved everyone involved. I recommend you go out and see this movie as quickly as possible. Just fair warning, it's a tough watch. There are some hard scenes, as we've already mentioned. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Ashley.
This film is among the strongest that we've seen this year. I'm going to give it 4.5 stars.
Trevor?
the criticism about how it handles certain subject matter at certain times is valid, but I was just happy to see Hollywood tackling these issues that happen in and around the reservation. 4 stars.
And I'm back up at 4.5 stars. This is strong, powerful, great character development, great performances, just tough to watch. At certain points, anyway. And that'll bring us to a close. If you have any questions, comments, and the like, please feel free to email. You can reach us at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Just make sure you put a review too far in the subject line, and we will be sure to get it. Any parting thoughts as we go?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Allen Theaters for bringing these films to our area, and to San Juan College and KSJE for hosting our show.
And from the studios of KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, I am Nick Michael. I've been sitting here with
Ashley Londi
and Trevor Mavo.
And we'll see you folks next week with more reviews and hopefully some recommendations. Coming up, Stephen King's It. Jai Guru.